Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Mark Muro.
And I'm Jean Paul. And today our guests are Fran Lautenberger and Anthony Oliva, here to talk about Godspell, which opens tonight at UAA's Main Stage Theater.
Well, welcome, thespians. Godspell is the show. It's a musical. What exactly might it be about?
Well, okay, it's the ostensibly the story of Jesus Christ. It's a musical version of the Gospel of Matthew. And the reason we're doing it is because Mari Han, who's a professor of music and voice at UAA, she's always wanted to do it. So she said, hey, let's do Godspell. So that's why we're doing it.
It's a rock musical from the early 70s, the time of Superstar. Jesus Christ Superstar, I should say.
About that.
And does Godspell languish in the shadow of Superstar and get performed a lot less? And I'm sure it's every bit as good in its own right, you know. I've never seen it.
Yeah, we like to think Godspell isn't as rock and roll as Superstar. The music has a lot of different genres of music. We have a gospel number. We have a lot of folk numbers. I like to call it the mellow, easier to take version, because Superstar is really it's pretty harsh. I mean, they have a lot of elements that are like they whip Jesus on stage and a number of other things, which Godspell doesn't do. Godspell, according to Stephen Schwartz, who wrote the play, the music, it's more about building a community. So that's what we've done with Godspell. We've tried to update it in a way that people understand. And what we're doing is a group of people who don't know each other get together in community and learn what it's like to form a community, so that even after Jesus is taken away from them, you understand that the community continues. So it's actually quite lovely, whereas Superstar might be more rock and roll, more active. This is a really fun way to look at especially the Gospels of Matthew, which, of course, were all those fabulous parables. We're doing fabulous parables.
A family version?
Of course. It is. In fact, there's a lot of the play is ad-libbed. I'm sure Anthony could talk to you about that. And all the ad-libs had to be G-rated. So we make sure that it will appeal to everybody. And if you want to have a... I think it's just a lovely experience. I mean, you could say, yes, it's a religious experience. It may be sort of Christian, but we like to look at it as just a universal experience and what it's like to become a community.
I must see this, because it's just occurring to me now, because I've heard over the years people having like a transformative feeling, like a real, as far as a feel-good show goes, that they come out of this just kind of glowing, not in such a messianic religious way, but just like their love for musical theater has been heightened and enhanced by the experience, because they're enveloped by like God's spell. It's bewitching. It does cast a spell on the audience in a great way. And
and suitable for children, at least those who can sit still for at least an hour.
I would say, you know, in that definitely kindergarten, first grade range, if your child can sit for an hour, the first act is an hour, the second act's 40 minutes. And I was just going to say about the music, the reason that Mari Han, who actually does opera, as you know, and she's quite accomplished, the music is beautiful music. It's not that rock and roll that's kind of harsh and kind of, you know,
assaultive,
kind of scream. And
yeah. Well, that's the Passion of Christ, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The Superstar.
Yes.
It's the last days.
It starts with Palm Sunday and it goes. And this one is much more...
the crucifixion.
It goes through the teachings through these wonderfully ad-libbed, funny, wacky parables. Mm-hmm. And so, but in the beginning, what we do to get the audience to really connect with where we're going is the cast is on their cell phones, they're texting, they're listening to their iPods. They just don't relate, as we don't do in the modern world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they're not relating to each other, and they're just strangers. And once you turn off your cell phone, then who is this person next to me? Oh, I had no idea. I'm on my commute. I'm in my own little world, and I don't realize that here's all these people around me who have something to offer.
Anthony, I understand that you're playing two roles, rather strange, Judas and John the Baptist.
Yes, they are actually combined into one character. I start off the show as John the Baptist, bringing these people that aren't relating to each other. I bring them together and kind of start this community. And as the show progresses, I'm Jesus's kind of right-hand man. His, you know, I have a lot of faith in him, and then I start doubting, and that's when I make the transition to Judas and end up betraying him. And
so it's the same guy, but he just kind of, I mean, do we in the audience know it's the same person? So you don't have like the big John the Baptist beard on.
I don't do costume changes or any appearance change.
How do you transmit that to the audience? It seems to be complicated. I mean, will I get confused? I will get confused because that's me. But I mean, generally speaking, how is it not confusing?
I'm never in the beginning. I'm not referred to as John. I just fill that role that John the Baptist did. So through the show, I am referred to as Judas. But in the beginning, I fill the role that John the Baptist did, and at certain points in different parables. And in different songs, I have chosen when to see Jesus differently as a character.
We'd just like to remind the audience that you're listening to Stage Talk on KSKA, and we're talking to Fran Lautenberger and Anthony Oliva, who are here to talk about UAA's upcoming production of Godspell, which opens tonight. Anthony, I was told so far that you improvise or you ad-lib parables. How is that done? Did you have to read the Bible, read the gospel according to Matthew, and then kind of talk about it and do it in a Aesop's fable kind of way? Or how did that come about? How do you do that?
Each parable is divided up or given to a character, and each person has a parable to tell. But it's often told, and then other members of the cast act it out in pantomime or, you know, interact and, and throw in little ad-libs and just funny quips and physical quirks, things to kind of spice it up, make it interesting and kind of wacky, always keeping everyone on their toes.
And the only two characters who bear biblical names are you and Jesus. Tell us about the person who plays Jesus.
Jesus is played by Alex Pierce. I didn't know him before I started the show. He's a music major, and he's been amazing to work with. He's got a beautiful voice. He's just got a very gentle presence, but very commanding at the same time. You know, so I think it's been a very appropriate casting job.
We say Alex has the Jesus vibe.
He's charismatic.
Yeah, but in a gentle sort of leader way, in a sort of unassuming way, but yet it's amazing to watch. I mean, he's wonderful. But we were talking about the ad-libbing, and in the beginning, the set, in order to go with the theme of building, the set is scaffolding in front of an unfinished building. The set designer, she wanted it reminiscent of a church. It could be a church, maybe not. But so we have the baptism, and I got this thing where I thought, we should have a water fight. So we baptize you with water. Oh, yeah, there's a lot of water. But we wanted this, you wanted to see these uptight, cell-phoned people suddenly just let loose, you know, just let it fly, basically. And we do that literally with water. So there's...
So there's only
a
Rocky Horror Picture Show. Should the audience like?
Bring your umbrella.
No, right. They are not allowed to hit the. They don't hit the audience really much, unless you're in the very first row, and they are not allowed to hit the band because they've got like electrical equipment. So that's the that's the rule on the water fight. But it shows you that transition from individual as we head toward community. And the whole cast, I have to say, is very, very talented. But we spent a lot of time with not only the music, but they're all really talented actors. And the choreography, of course, Kristen Vielthaler is doing the choreography, and she's just brilliant. And it's really, just really, really entertaining and fun. But you will learn, you know, we do the Sermon on the Mount. We do the Beatitudes in kind of a wacky way. But most of the parables have a narrator who is really narrating pretty straight up from the original stories. And everybody just, you know, takes it in a wacky direction. And originally, the original does have a lot of references that, frankly, our cast couldn't get behind. You know, like the Marx Brothers and the Three Stooges and everything. So we threw all that out, and we have more contemporary things that they came up with.
And I know I've seen, like, I mean, the movie's been on, like, in the background. There's, like, a lot of white face and clowning and mime-type stuff, like very Robin Williams-y, Mork and Mindy-looking stuff from the, you know, did you carry that over?
No.
I'm glad.
No, the first rule was no clowns, although Anthony loves to do mime, so we do have some mime in there because Anthony likes to do mime, but there's no clown makeup. There's no, you know, it's not that groovy 70s street people that they do in the movie. It's I think it's more relatable. And, you know, we intentionally, I mean, it just worked out that way, but intentionally we do have a very ethnically diverse cast, so they look like the general population. This is the way the world looks. This is what we've tried to do, and how they come together, I think, is really important.
And what's gone wrong during rehearsals?
No, they're perfect. They're not. No, Anthony can talk about that.
Well, yeah, well, I know, Anthony, you have to be shirtless for part of this play because you're like the body babe a lot of the time. Or shoeless, I know.
Actually, in this production, I don't take any of my clothes off.
Oh, no?
No,
oh.
Sorry.
Well,
no. Although Jesus does come out in a
t-shirt. I did try to work it in, but...
Yeah, Jesus comes out in a t-shirt, and he's pretty buff, so... But that's as close as you get, people. This is rated G. That's all you're going to get. People's arms. That's about it. But, you know, we've had some funny, you know, people forget the line, so there's songs. Well, we have this giant scaffold, and we actually, if you're afraid of heights, it's a bit of a challenge. We actually had to switch parts because somebody was deathly afraid of heights. And so it's this old construction scaffold. It's a little bit rusty. And for certain parts, we actually shake it. We shake it, and we've had set issues with, we've shaken it so hard, we've knocked part of the building down behind it. And, you know, a little overachieving.
Not the theater, I presume, the set.
No, just the little parts of the set. And then we've, you know, when people are ad-libbing, sometimes the fun part is somebody will say something that's amazingly funny. And then, of course, that's the end of the scene because no one can go on, you know. I'm like, all right, guys, you can be funny, but you have to not laugh at your own funniness. But
now I'm curious. Once you ad-lib during rehearsal, but do you ad-lib during performance?
We've established through the course of the rehearsal process which ad-libs are appropriate. that keeps it kind of so we know what's coming. And also keeps it concise, so our show doesn't take 3 or 4 hours by ad lib extension. So they're tried and true, but we did fire them out of her.
Okay, great.
There's some discipline there because it is kind of tempting to go on and, you know, be so funny and go on and on. So that's kind of not. It's good not to get carried away. Well, thank you so much for stopping in and talking to us
about your upcoming
show, which is Godspell, and it opens tonight at UAA at the on the Main Stage Theater. Thank you, Anthony Oliva and Fran Lautenberger.
Well, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
And now, here's the Stage Talk calendar.
It's a short one. UAA Department of Theater and Dance presents Godspell, which opens tonight on UAA's Main Stage Theater in the Fine Arts Building. Showtimes are Fridays at 8 p.m. and Saturdays at 3 p.m. and at 8 p.m. So there's a Saturday matinee, which is a new thing. And then again, another matinee the next day, Sunday, at 3 p.m. again. This show is kid-friendly, ages 5 or 6 and up. For tickets and more information, you can go to centertix.net or call 786-4849, 786-4849. Well, that's about it for this week's Stage Talk. Thanks so much for listening. For KSKA, I'm Mark Muro.
And I'm Jean Paul.